We're good. Are they up? They're ready?
Yep.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedure we'll be following in this hearing today. These hearings are administrative proceedings held under the authority of the Connecticut General Statutes. This board's responsibility is to hear cases, inquire and determine the facts of each case, and decide whether the facts justify the denial or revocation of a permit. It may be the case that when the issuing authority made its decision, that decision was supported by the facts. But it is also possible that additional facts and circumstances become evident during the hearing that convince the board that it would be fair and just to change the decision and to order that the permit be issued or reinstated. But if no additional evidence comes to light during the hearing, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority. As required by Connecticut General Statute 51-142A, the board cannot consider hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. In matters where there is such evidence, the board may only consider direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Please understand that under Connecticut law, if there are certain felony or other specific convictions or orders on your record for which you have not received a pardon, the board does not have the legal authority to grant or reinstate your permit. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally, but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer instances of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. These hearings are public and the Freedom of Information Act applies to them. Therefore, the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. The procedure we will follow is that each party may make a very brief opening statement, with the issuing authority going first and giving a very brief summary of the reasons for its decision. Then witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testifies, the appellant may cross-examine that witness. Then the appellant can state its case and call witnesses, who can be cross-examined by the issuing authority. The board may ask its own questions at any time and may request testimony from additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of evidence, and the burden is on the issuing authority. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. As required by statute and court decisions, the board will try to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follow the same practice and do not use the names of any appellants. Finally, please turn off any devices you have that make noise, and if you need to have a conversation, go out in the hallway to do so. Roll call of board members. Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Attorney Belangelisi.
Here.
Chief Rosensweig.
Here.
Chair is here.
Okay, do you want to do the oath for him, too?
Oath now? Okay. We have a new board member today whom we welcome, and that is Attorney Evangelisti, who will be sworn in now. Would you raise your right hand? Mm-hmm. Do you solemnly swear that you support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut, and you will faithfully discharge the duties of the office as a member of the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you, and welcome.
Thank you.
We will call the roll of cases before us today by case number. So if you do not know your case number, please come forward and get it. 24-531.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here?
Yes.
24542.
Issue of authority.
The appellant did not check in on that one.
24552.
Issue of authority.
And the appellant did not show up on that one.
24189.
Issue of authority. Appellant.
24236.
Issue of authority.
Is the appellant here on 24236?
Yes, here I am.
Thank you. 24463.
Issue of authority.
Appellant?
Appellant.
Thank you. 24439.
Issue of authority.
The appellant did not check in on that one.
24464.
Issue of authority.
The appellant did not check in on that one.
24392.
Issue of authority.
The appellant did not show up on that one.
24473.
Issue of authority.
The appellant did not check in on that one.
24495.
Issue of authority.
24499.
Issue of authority.
24502.
Present.
Appellant?
I am the appellant.
And is Hamden here?
Yes, issue of authority.
Thank you. 24470.
Here.
Appellant and issuing authority. Okay. Okay, everyone who is going to be speaking today needs to be sworn in at this time. Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, subject to perjury, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you.